Clay had mentioned just sort of like, you know, working his way back in. You know, maybe there were a few plays that, you know, had he been a little sharper, he might have been able to make. I mean, is that just naturally to be expected when, A, you have a, you know, a muscle strain injury, and B, you just haven't played in a month?
That's a very good assessment by him, and I would agree with him 100%. I think that the mind and the will might have been willing and wanted to in so many ways, but this is pro football versus a very good team. So to be able to get back into the flow, sometimes it might not be as easy as you think. But we're definitely grinding. We're working hard, and we're looking forward to him just getting back to his old playmaking self.
I know you obviously got a lot of depth there, but just how badly was he missed those few games, and then not quite being himself last week?
I think when you have a player with Clay's ability and he's not in there, the defense doesn't benefit. I think when he's in there, he's definitely shown that he can be an impact player. He's a game changer. And so when you don't have that type of player in there, you do the best you can with the next available set of players. Now, with that being said, I mean, Dayton Jones, he's grinding. I mean, he's been working hard, and he has been so close to breaking through and making plays. He works hard. He does whatever is asked, and he's doing a lot of different things, and he's doing it very well. He plays the run very, very tough. He's very complimentary in the pass rush. And so he's been so close. He's hitting the quarterback. The last time we won a game, Chicago Bears, at the end of the game, he hits the quarterback, ball flies up. Nick Perry ends up with the interception. So things like that, he is so close. He's one of those guys that can get some things done. When you look at the other guys, Nick Perry, he's been very, very solid. You know, we're trying to find that blend with Julius to make sure that he's playing enough, because since he's been here, he's been a dynamic player as well. All he does is just make big plays in crucial times as well. So we can't discount that. We can say that Clay has done a lot in the past, but at the end of the day, Julius made a lot of plays. Dayton is trying to get there. Nick this year has stepped up a lot. And so we're looking for those guys to whenever the opportunity comes, they just got to make things happen. Third play of the game last week. Nick is going in there. He's rushing the passer. He beats his guy. Great move. And ball is teed up. Ball's got to come out. So we focus on things like that. And what's going to turn this thing around is that when we continue to grind on those things, and we just need that one play to get us going in the right direction, so it gives us that momentum that we need so that we can get on the streak, that we can run this thing out.
Julius has never had to deal with a limited role in his career until this year, as far as snap count and those sort of things. How much do you think of an adjustment has that been for him?
Well, we sort of had him on a repetition deal last year as well. We started to back down his reps last year as well. Very productive last year as well. A lot of sacks, a lot of impact plays as well. So I don't have the stat right off the top of my head as compared to the amount of plays he's played this year compared to last year. I would anticipate it being still a little bit less. And so, again, we talked about that a minute ago, where we're trying to find that blend where he can still be very effective, but we're giving him enough opportunities to be effective. That's the biggest thing.
Playing for the Raiders, fans are obviously known for being rough. And I don't know that I've ever been more worried about my safety than walking through the parking lot in the Oakland Coliseum.
Myself included.
Yeah, I couldn't play in L.A. But Philly, I mean, I think they're, you know, fans of Philly are pretty brutal too. Do you have any remembrances or experiences of dealing with that unruliness?
I wish I had a great story. But you just hear about all the stories. You hear about the Santa Claus, you know, getting with the snowballs and all that deal. You hear about all the things that have been well chronicled. But otherwise, the time that I've been in there, tremendous atmosphere. It is that crowd that gives you a ton of energy. Not necessarily in a negative way to where that has to be something that motivates you, but it's an intense crowd, and you feel it, you hear it. And we talked earlier this year about going back to Brett Favre and some of the things back in the time we played with Seattle versus the Packers as well, and those times were very, very memorable. But at the same time, still, when you're playing in environments that gives you that competitive spirit to go out there, a lot of energy to go out there and play, you enjoy those moments. You enjoy those games. You look forward to them. And there's a lot of great venues that gives you opportunities to play in those type of settings. And you look forward to those. We're going to look forward to Monday night. Trust me, this team is going to go out there, and they're going to give it all they got. And it's going to be a great environment to do it. Monday night, Philadelphia, great town. We're both playing for the same thing. And we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. This team has been in situations before. We have some guys in that locker room that has been in some very, very stressful and adverse situations. So there's no panic. There's no issues right now. We're gonna go out there Monday night and play some good football.
Then back on Julius for a second. For the past 2.5 years, what has that been like coaching him? And what do you think his voice has kind of meant to your room in terms of? Kind of, I know he doesn't always speak, but when he does.
His presence says enough. His presence says enough, and that hasn't diminished. I think Pep is the same thing. And so when you have a person of that caliber, it's been immediately one of the most impressive players that I've been around, not only in my playing career, in my coaching career as well. He will be one of the most impressive guys that I've ever been around.